Welcome to AM Best Audio.
I'm Lori Chortis for AM Best TV, and we're at the Global Insurance Forum in Miami. Joining us now is Michel Léonard. He's Chief Economist and Data Scientist at the Insurance Information Institute. Michel, so great to see you. Thank you so much for joining us.
It's such a pleasure, as always.
You'll be speaking tomorrow on an executive panel on accelerating investment towards energy transformation. What key messages do you hope the audience will take away from that presentation?
That the insurance industry, which has significant assets under management, is very much looking forward and already investing in funds. So that panel actually is sponsored by BlackRock, so we're very happy with that. And BlackRock is a significant manager of some of the insurance industry's funds. So obviously we're looking to this, we're investing as an industry, but we're also investing in traditional energy. So we're able to shape change, but also be there for those who are still working in that and help transition.
Wonderful. How can the investment and insurance sectors collaborate to accelerate the transitions to sustainable energy while mitigating the risk associated with new technologies and market shifts?
You know, it's interesting, Laurie, because in my previous life working for some of the large brokers in the world, as an economist there, my job was to actually translate the risks. And what insurance can do is, thanks to the underwriting process and thanks to how much we try to understand the risk, is actually to facilitate investors' willingness to invest. So for example, we had a project on carbon credit all the way back during the Paris Accord, and it wasn't sure there would be a market for that because of the regulatory risk, and we were able to get underwriters to support this with some sort of credit backing, and that allowed the investors to come in. So this is a great example of where the flexibility of insurance and the willingness of our industry to innovate. Sometimes we're able to do so where bankers, where lenders aren't able to do so. We work very well together in that regard.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
When you look at economic uncertainties that we're seeing today, in what ways are they influencing consumer demand for various types of insurance, including life, health, and property coverage?
Well, everyone is concerned about rising premium. And we as an industry are as well. No one wants to sell a more expensive product. We have a responsibility to make sure, working with regulators, that we're going to be there to pay for those claims. So we're doing our best to be able to do that. And we know it's never enough. As long as, you know, there are issues there in terms of pricing, affordability, availability, so preemptive risk mitigation. We're in Miami today. Apparently there's a hurricane coming, even though it's late in the season. So very much everyone needs to be aware of how to do that. I want to speak a bit about life insurance. It's been very interesting. Over the last 20 years, there are significant changes in how people purchase insurance. And I remember growing up, my parents would say, life insurance is a great way to invest. It's like a 401k before the times. But today, people think mostly of life insurance as a life product that protects against death, survival benefits, and so forth. And a lot of that is because we get it through work. So I think it's important in moments like this of economic uncertainty to look at some of these investment opportunities, such as life insurance, that now have, you know, a panoply of different options, whether they're index funds and so forth. So I think that's a big change there in that regard. And it's a perfect time, especially as interest rates are going down, to look at the value of those life policies, that you can not only get protection in the event of death or other tragedies, but also have an opportunity to grow income over time.
What long-term economic trends should insurers be prepared for, and how can they adjust their business models to remain resilient in an increasingly volatile environment?
Well, first, we're always adjusting, and that's the most important message. You know, we as an industry have been around for hundreds of years. We've been innovating to always be able to be there working with businesses, with consumers. Now, the most important thing is we do so that we can pay claims. Again, solvency, affordability, and availability is key. Now, the biggest concern right now for the industry and really for society at large is extreme weather. And one of the key risks that we're facing is extreme weather, and that's not just the insurance industry, but at society as a whole. And that is challenging to us because insurance is about mutualization of risk, it's about sharing risk, and we also need to diversify over time. One of the reasons we're in Florida is because Florida has had a great deal of issues, of course, with affordability and availability, but we've actually come a long way in the last 2 years to improve and change those trends. But certainly the ability to work on preemptive risk mitigation and education, which is a mission of III, is key to that. And again, tomorrow we'll be showing how alternative energy and sustainable energy is key to that.
Michel, always a pleasure. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us. For AMBEST TV in Miami, I'm Lori Chortis.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.